It's 8:41, Thursday morning with the Musers. We just discovered an old friend of the show is currently climbing Mount Everest. He's part of that huge crowd that's trying to summit the world's tallest peak. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our old buddy, the publisher of the Pulse newsletter, Ribby Pulse. Come in, Ribby.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we, yeah, got, we you. Got you. You're on Everest?
You can hear me? I'm up here on the Mount of Everest.
Yeah, we can hear the wind.
Yeah, it's a disaster up here. Way too many people stuffed up here on the mountaintops taking the selfies.
That's terrible.
What are you doing up there?
I regret that I'm up here now. I got to be honest about that because some people are saying that the rules to climb Everest have been too relaxed. You know, that they're allowing too many inexperienced climbers up on the mountain.
Uh-huh.
That's what caused all this. And I wish I'd known that when I won my trip from the diner in a business card fishbowl drawing.
Wow.
But, I got a free trip to Everest, so I thought I'm going to get up there and see if I can learn Instagramming so I can post some pictures and get some dollars for the newsletter.
Got to be an easier way to learn Instagramming.
I tell you what, and I'm way behind my group, Miller Man. I'm still at base camp.
Oh, you got a long way to go.
Yeah, I've missed my turnaround time by like 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh. Sounds dangerous.
But so I still got to get on up there and get going. But I've already summited once on accident.
How would you do that?
Well, I got up to like camp 2. As I was going up one time, and then I realized I forgot my flask back at base camp.
Of course.
And so I left to try to go get the flask, and I got turned around and ended up walking the wrong way.
So you summited.
Yeah, so I got to the top. I'm like, damn, I must have gone the wrong way. So I had to go all the way back to base camp to get my flask where I could start the long charge to summit again.
It took you a long time to realize that you had gone the wrong way.
It took me a while. Well, when I was trying to get back down to base camp, see, I'd forgotten my glasses, so I couldn't read any of the street signs up there. And, in fact, my eyesight's so bad I couldn't even find the street signs. And so that's why I got turned around and went the wrong way.
Yeah, there probably aren't many of those.
And I've been counted in the death toll twice.
You just look dead?
Yeah, I guess I'm just so old. And, you know, it's like it happens every time I drink myself into a coma and pass out somewhere on the mountain.
Right.
Somebody arrives and pronounces me dead. But I come back to life and then they have to revise the toll downward again.
Hey, we thought you were going to be at the NBA Finals.
The what?
The NBA Finals. They start tonight.
Yeah, I didn't know they were going on, Josh.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't know they're going on?
I mean, well, we got limited cell service up here. I can't follow all the news.
Right. Hmm. Yeah, I bet it's very limited.
Hey, I do want to say one thing. Hopefully the cell service gets kicking in here pretty soon, because I need to leave an excellent Yelp review for the Orchids of Asia they have here at the base of the mountain.
It's a chain?
It's top-notch, yeah. They only have 2 locations, the craft location and this one.
The craft location.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I can almost see the other Orchids of Asia from way up here. You can see everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I was at that other Orchids of Asia about 10 minutes before they busted in and got craft.
You were?
Yeah, in fact, he and I were scheduled to get a couples massage that day.
All right.
Didn't work out for us. Hold on a second. Talk to this guy while I try to find my other climbing boot.
Okay.
All right. Another guy in the mountain.
Hello.
Yes, who's this?
Yes. It is me, Chernobyl guy, who only speaks in ticket drops.
Chernobyl guy.
Okay, I think we're going to talk to you next week. Put Ribby back on the phone.
Hello. Okay, fine. I cannot hear you.
Okay, that guy, thank you. Did you guys talk to him?
Yeah.
Chernobyl guy who only talks in ticket drops.
Yeah, he's a pretty flimsy premise guy. But anyway, so Ribby Pulse reporting on the NBA from the Mount Everest. The NBA Finals are going on, and it's a good going on. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ribby. Congratulations on summiting.
Yeah, way to go.
He's got to be one of the oldest ever summit ever.
Got to be. Yeah.